Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Sibling Assassins, Children of the Otori, Book 2. Written by Leanne Hearn and read by Patrick Harvey. Dedication for H. If you do not enter the tiger's cave, you will not catch its cub. Chapter 1. I have a gift for you, Suna Ome said, holding out the basket. It was carefully woven from bamboo and lined with red silk. It quivered slightly from the movements of the creature within. It was brought to Mariyama by invoice from Silla and entrusted to me by your daughter, Lady Shigeko. I've carried it for nearly 2 months on the road. He felt an unexpected pang of regret. Without realizing it, he had become attached to the animal, and a bond had formed between them. He frowned to hide his feelings and looked around the reception room. He and his aunt, Lady Kaide, were alone, apart from the maids who hovered almost out of sight and the guards ever-present beyond the doors. It was a fine day in the fourth month, the air fresh, the breeze from the east. Bush warblers called from the gardens that surrounded the palace. Kaide opened the lid and exclaimed in surprise. Her face, usually so stern and grave, softened. The lion dog jumped out, and she restrained it gently.
We had one like this in Hagi, when the children were young. He was called Shin. I don't know what happened to him. Lost, I suppose, along with so much else.
She was silent for a moment, and then said with forced cheerfulness,
Does this one have a name?
I've been calling her Chin, but you can name her what you like. The Silans sent many other gifts which I dispatched by sea, but this one I wanted to deliver in person. The dog put her ears forward when Suna Ome spoke her name. They were black like her mane and her plumed tail. The rest of her fur was merging shades of fawn and white. Her eyes were dark brown, and at night they shone with a reddish glow. She was about 10 months old. She allowed Kaide to pet her, but her gaze did not leave Suna Ome. The Silans value them very highly, Suna Ome said. They are temple dogs, bred to keep the monks company and guard them while they pray. They are small but fierce. They don't eat much, and they hunt rats and mice like cats.
I'm afraid she will be bored living here with me in the palace, Kaide said, signalling to one of the maids to take the dog away. I'll make sure one person looks after her, but I am too busy to occupy myself with a puppy. I will send a message of thanks to the Silans. Did they give any indication of what they want from us?
Their envoys have gone on to Hofu and hope to be summoned by you to the capital. I believe they would like the Red Seal ships to be reinstated and to trade on a regular basis. He could hear the dog whining, the sound gradually fading away.